Viba Podcast. Thank you for joining in our morning daily devotion.
Why is it so hard for us to believe and accept that God can do miracles? Why is it that we need to have an explanation of how God works and His ways? Many of us are constantly fighting a losing battle because we rather play it safe, or it's hard for us to accept that the battle is the Lord's and not ours. We read of many extraordinary works of God in the Bible. One such account is mentioned in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Jehoshaphat was king of Judah, and one day he learned powerful armies, the Moabites and Ammonites, with some of the Menuhites, came to wage war against him and his kingdom. Jehoshaphat was alarmed because he knew that they will not be able to defeat the powerful armies. We read that Jehoshaphat cried to the Lord. He begins his prayer by acknowledging God and the mighty acts God has performed for his people. Then there is an honest cry asking for help from God. Verse 12 reads, "Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." There is a shift of focus from the battle to looking to God for help. He didn't take this situation lightly. Jehoshaphat took the right decision to ask God for help. This was not after a strategic planning meeting or a peace treaty meeting to find a middle way out to escape this situation. Jehoshaphat first went to God, and then came the strategy from God. It was not the other way around. God says to Jehoshaphat, "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." First, God gives him the assurance that it is not his battle, but God's. Secondly, God tells Jehoshaphat to take up his position, to stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give them. And thirdly, God gives assurance, "Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow and the Lord will be with you." What a promise, what an assurance. He just had to see God fight this battle. The next morning, Jehoshaphat obeyed the Lord to go and face this vast army. He didn't say, "The Lord is fighting this battle, let me just relax." Rather, he obeyed the word of the Lord to go and face the army. But he did something different. He encouraged the people and appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise Him for the splendor of His holiness as they went out ahead of the army. We have never seen or heard a singing group go before the army singing praises to God in front of the enemy lines. They must have looked ridiculous. But as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated. What can we learn? Go to God first. Don't keep God as the last option. Even when we are afraid of the enemy or the battle is too big for us to fight, let us realize our own powerlessness, and we will be wise to go to God first and ask Him for His help. Wait upon the Lord to speak to you and give you the assurance. Let us not run ahead of God, but wait in humility. God will direct our steps as we wait for His direction. Let us wait in faith and trust. Be obedient to what God asks you to do. Take that first step of faith, believing that God's promises are true. You may not grasp it all, but dare to follow God's ways. Finally, and most importantly, give thanks and praise to God. Jehoshaphat knew in his heart that the victory had already been won. The people showed their trust and confidence by praising God ahead of the final outcome. This account in the Bible is not an exaggeration, but the truth that when we look to God, He comes through for us. Even today, there are many testimonies of miracles God has performed in the lives of people. Verse 29 of 2 Chronicles chapter 20 reads, "The fear of God came on all surrounding kingdoms when they heard how the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. And the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side." My prayer for you today is that you will walk confidently, praising God for the victories and enjoy His rest.
For more details, please contact 9163-642521-64 or email us to info@fibaonline.org.